You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Kawhi and the Clippers beat LeBron and the Lakers for a second time this season, winning 111-106. Lakers led by as many as 15 at one point, but Kawhi scored 11 of his 35 points in clutch time, the fourth quarter. Then there's Patrick Beverley forcing a LeBron turnover at the end to seal the game. LeBron struggled from the field, missing his first seven shots. He ends up 9 of 24, and his 10 missed threes were a career worst, and certainly a contributing factor. Mm-hmm. Shannon, if you had to choose the best player on the planet right now, who would it be?
LeBron. I'm not just going to look at two games. I'm going to look at the complete body of work. No guy that's missed a quarter of a season can be considered. There's a reason why they didn't give Carson Wentz the MVP. He missed the last three regular season games. He was leading the NFL. He finished, I think, if I'm not mistaken, one touchdown behind Russell Wilson. Had, 4,000 yards, and he didn't win the MVP. You can't be considered the best player in the NBA playing a quarter of the game. Stop that, Skip Bayless. Look, I'm not going to cherry pick and say, okay, you see what he did last night? Look, their numbers are pretty similar. Both are averaging about 25 and a half per game. Both at about 6.5 rebounds per game. But LeBron doubles him up in the assist total, 10-5. I think they're kind of shooting maybe comparable. Kawhi is way better from the free throw line, so I'm not going to even sugar. I think Kawhi is shooting 87%. LeBron is shooting like 68%. But to all of a sudden now, after two games, to say this guy, if you said, okay, you can have one guy to start a team with right now, I'm still taking LeBron. LeBron is better than Kawhi. I'm taking LeBron, and I'm not going to just say because Kawhi's had two outstanding games against the Lakers, but the body of work and what LeBron has been able to do in, 24-7 now, in 30 of the 31 games versus Kawhi that's missed 5-6 of the games. No, I'm not saying Kawhi is better. Kawhi is not better than LeBron, and the best player in the world is still LeBron James.
Okay, my turn. Before I get into my argument, I got to pay homage to this guy. This used to wear number 35 for the Golden State Warriors. He's now, I think he's with Brooklyn, but I don't know. Maybe he retired because he is out of sight and completely out of mind, and nobody discusses Kevin Durant anymore. He, as long as he's still alive, and I think he's still alive, is the best player on the planet. Yes, he is. He proved it in not only back-to-back MVP finals, but in that little flash that we saw him last year before he faithfully tore his Achilles tendon. Did he not just turn the whole game and it looked like series around?
Skip.
Come on, he's the best player on the planet.
He's playing with another two-time MVP and Kate and Draymond and Clay.
They begged him to come.
Yes, right? He did.
They begged him, and he turned their lives around.
Right.
He went to LeBron's house two straight years and said, "In your face, literally."
Well, why did he do that with why didn't he do that with OKC?
Well, did you see what happened to James Harden last night or yesterday at Golden State?
Okay,
that's what kept happening to Kevin. In Oklahoma City. Russell Westbrook kept getting in his way.
Whatever.
Well, he did. Okay. But he's out of sight, out of mind. Now I got one other disqualifier here to this. I watched a game yesterday between Philadelphia and Milwaukee in Philly. And I was in awe once again of a guy that I picked this year before the season started to be the MVP of this league. And his name is Joel Embiid. And for whatever reason yesterday, and I can tell you what I think the reason was, he woke up and said, "You know what? Today I'm going to play." When he decides to play, he is the best player on this planet.
No.
He can dominate both ends the way nobody can because he's the guy who's 7 feet tall and can make threes. He's making 33% of his threes. LeBron's now at 34%. So I don't know. It's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other. And Joel Embiid can make free throws like crazy. He's an 83% free throw shooter. It's sick what he can do to people when he decides to do it. And yesterday, because it was Giannis in his building, mm-hmm. he said, okay, watch this. And what did he say right after the game in his interview? He said, I just wanted to make a statement that I want to be defensive player of the year.
Well, good luck.
Is that not music to the ears of Brett Brown, his coach?
Good luck. AD way ahead of you in that category.
Okay, buddy. But I don't think he's way ahead when Joel decides to play defense, and he wanted to show up Giannis yesterday.
Skip, you
did he not show him up?
Skip.
Giannis went 8 for 27.
Skip.
Yikes.
Skip, you know how this works. You can't say, well, when he wants to play. How can you say a guy's
okay,
the best
I'm just,
when he
I'm
has
just
zero
saying,
points in the game?
When you see it, you just say, aha, there it is. I can't explain the rest of it. Maybe he's just not born to be that guy.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't have that.
So he disqualified.
That set of intangibles.
If you play a game in which you play 25 plus minutes and you score 0 points, you're disqualified.
Okay. All right, and his points are down by five. He's averaging 23. He was 28 last year because they added Al Horford, and obviously they lost some shooters, some distance scoring, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden the lane is getting more and more clogged. But yesterday he said, I'm not going to worry about that. Just give me the ball and get out of my way. And you saw what happened. So again, he deserves an honorable mention here.
Okay.
Now we get to the argument.
Yep.
Okay, Giannis is sitting atop PER because he owns PER, the player efficiency rating. Okay, so he's one and Luka's two and James Harden is three. And then it goes AD, LeBron, Joel, and Kawhi.
Okay.
So those are the top eight right in a row. But Giannis is going to own it because he's going to put up just insane numbers.
He's going to be 30 and 13.
Okay, he's just going to do it.
Yeah.
Except we saw what happened to him in the conference finals last year. And I saw what happened to him yesterday, which was the flip side of what happened on that Thursday night last week when your Lakers visited Milwaukee, because that was his turn to say, not in my house. Mm-hmm. And he showed up, LeBron and AD, right?
Yeah.
Well, I still don't trust Giannis to be that guy in that moment because he turns right around in Philadelphia and just no-shows.
Hey, yeah, and guess what, Skip? Remember against the Lakers, he's 5 of 7 from the three.
He was a career-high five
yesterday,
three.
He was 0 for 7.
Okay, so I think that was closer to the real Giannis yesterday.
Yes.
Which brings me back to Kawhi Leonard, once my favorite player in San Antonio until he quit on my team.
He's back again.
He's back in good graces. I can't call him my favorite player, but all I know is this. He was the MVP of last year's finals. LeBron James, not in the playoffs last year.
Okay.
And all I know, there have been 2 games of the year so far in the NBA. I think you would agree with that. Am I right? Everybody agrees it's Lakers, Clippers, Clippers, Lakers. It's 1-2-2-1, 1-2-2-1, right? This is it. And they have met twice because they share the building. So it's been one Clipper home game, one Laker home game. Who dominated both games? Kawhi Leonard. Who was better than AD or LeBron in both the games? Kawhi Leonard was. Both ends of the floor, he was better than both of them.
But you do realize in yesterday's game, both players scored 11 points in the fourth quarter.
Okay, but LeBron down the stretch last 6:39 scored 1 point and missed the other free throw, which was a crucial free throw on the scoreboard, right? Well, who just kept scoring? Who kept making defensive plays? It was clear Kawhi Leonard was the best player on the floor both nights from start to finish. He set the tone in both games. He scores 30 the first night. He scored 35 last night. Against the Lakers in the 2 games, he's 17 of 18 from the free throw line. LeBron's not. What more do you need? On the biggest stages in the biggest games, this guy keeps saying, I'm the best player on the planet, and I got to give him that today. He earned it last night.
So hold on. So I don't understand how we can say a guy that's missed 6-7 games because of load managing. Now, if you say he's that defensive guy, I just saw Russell Westbrook a week ago go get 40. I saw James Harden go get 47. I saw him get another 37. So where is that defense that I'm seeing?
Okay, what I keep telling you. He's been load managing since his second year in San Antonio. He doesn't care about those games. He cares about statement games, and he cares about May and June.
Skip, that's it. Skip, I looked it up. Greg Popovich has stole a game here and there. This didn't really come into our vocabulary until Pop started resting his key guys in national televised games. If you look at Tim Duncan was playing 78, 80, 82 ball games. He didn't start low managing until he got into his late 30s. Even at 37, he played 75 games. Same thing with Tony Parker. Manu played, well, I think, 75 or 76 games at 37. Kawhi is 25, 26. So this load management has to do with age. Kawhi's in his 20s.
Okay, but it's just how he functions. It's just, and I think Uncle Dennis has had a lot to do with it because Uncle Dennis has encouraged him. Just tell him no. Just tell him you're not going to play. What are they going to do? They're not going to cut you.
Here's the thing. Look, we know that superstars in basketball has more clout, has more cachet than any other professional sport. Maybe, I don't know, maybe no. Messi or Ronaldo.
No, but I agree with you. Yeah. They do.
Skip, Tom Brady can't go to Mr. Kraft and get Bill Belichick fired.
No. Nope.
LeBron, Giannis, Kawhi, they can go to the state and get you up out of it, and you go.
I would agree.
So if he says, Skip, that's why they can say, look, I want my entourage to be on the plane. And guess what the entourage is going to be? You think Tom Brady can get his entourage? He might be able to get the trainer, but he ain't getting dad. He ain't getting girlfriend. These players, if they want their girlfriend, significant other to be on the team charter, guess who's going to be on the team charter sitting there with a player?
Okay.
And the baby. Because that's what Toronto did. Toronto acquiesced and had Toronto's significant other and the baby on the flight.
Okay. And what's the payoff? A championship.
Skip, if you got that kind of leverage, but here's the thing. In other words, in order for this to be successful, you got to win the championship every year. Did Pop win the championship every year? Because the first 4 years, there was no such thing as load management. Load management didn't come into existence until 2014.
Okay, but it's this guy, and he keeps backing it up.
But Skip, he was injured early on. Okay. There was no load management. He was injured. He wouldn't even play with a thumbnail or a splinter. Okay,
we got to put quotes around those injuries. There's a lot of players. Jordan, Bird, Magic, yes. They just played through those. Because that was the time. That's what you did.
But Skip, some guys... You got to be strong mentally to be able to play with injury or a lingering injury or hurt and still go out there and perform. Well, he doesn't feel that if I can't be 100%, I ain't going out there. But it's going to be very few times, Skip, that after the first game that you're going to be 100%.
Okay, but if he showed you mental weakness in a big stage game, I'd say, look at this. This is demonstrating that he just doesn't have a basketball backbone. But he does. And look what LeBron has done. And there's been two statement games this year at Staples. LeBron now in those two games is 3-for-17 from three. It's horrendous. He's only 16 of 43 from the field. For a guy who's the greatest driver of the basketball ever, that's 37% from the field.
But Skip, that's Popovich theory. Back off. You remember, even if you're 2 feet away, back up even further. Dare him to shoot the jump shot or the three ball. Because if he's going to make that consistently, we got no chance. Because I'm telling you what's going to happen if we hug up on him, he's going to go by us, lay the ball up, get into the lane, a kick, or drop it off. We don't want that. If he can make threes, if he can make 20-footers, Skip, you got to live with something.
I agree with that because my lingering memory of Pop on the sideline in the 2013 finals, which the Spurs should have won because they were is Pop going like this when LeBron had the ball at the top of the circle. Just get off him. Get off him. Let him shoot that. He can't make that shot.
And what happened in game 7 when Kawhi, that top of the key?
Game 6, LeBron James LeBricked the shot that should have lost the game. He LeBricked it.
Hold on, what about Kawhi free throw? Mm. That could have won the game. Kawhi'd it, kaboom. Mm. And what about Manu?
He was like 18 years old.
He 18.
Well, he was a baby.
Kawhi finishes last night with a plus-minus rating of 13. LeBron, 3.
Other starter? Was there any other starter that had a plus? AD was minus 10. Skip, think about it. The other three starters, JaVale, Danny Green, and Avery Bradley, combined for 10 points. Mm. Skip, we can't win like that, bro.
I thought you loved your supporting cast.
Skip.
I thought you loved your depth.
But here's the thing. I do. But that don't mean you get a night off just because I love you.
Your bench outscored the Clippers bench last night. And it didn't work. It didn't matter.
Skip, there's certain things. Look, if I got a girl and she cooking and she doing things, I'm a lover. But that don't mean you stop. Keep it a bang when I come home. Have that plate ready.
I'm going to yourself and wrap on this.
Thank you.
Leave that there.
Just for the record, Ernestine does not cook, and I love her.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You can't cook either.
She can cook.
You just don't want her to cook.
I don't care.
What? Woo. No mercy.
Mm. We are now joined by Yahoo Sports senior NBA insider Chris Haynes, who was at the game last night.
He was, and I'll bet he got more sleep than Shannon Sharpe got.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Chris, what did last night show you between these two teams?
Well, I think it showed me and everyone else is that the Clippers are who we thought they were. You know, this is a real legitimate dominant team. And their standings is not going to reflect how truly great they are because they're going to be sitting guys periodically. Well, Paul George is going to get his share of reps as well, you know. So, but yeah, that's your point. But they're a good team. You look. This is how they assembled the team. They wanted versatility. They wanted long, lengthy guys who can switch everything and who can battle the likes of a LeBron James or Anthony Davis. They have that. They don't have guys that can stop them, but they have guys who can bother them. Mm-hmm. And then you add a pesky Pat Beverly into the mix, who had a key defensive stop down there down the stretch. It was really a good game. I will say this: LeBron James, obviously that groin, that's something that you know got reaggravated with the collision with Beverly. So he wasn't fully himself. I don't want to make too big of a deal out of a Christmas Day game, but I will say this: I've always said this. I think that barring injuries, anything catastrophic, that the LA team is going to represent the Western Conference when it's all said and done. I think these two teams are the cream of the crop.
I think the Lakers let them off the hook. We know, the Clippers are good. They're well coached. Doc is a great motivator. Not only a great ex and old guy, he's a great motivator. And sometimes that's what you need. I mean, the grown man, he's like, you need motivation. Yeah, some guys can self-motivate themselves. Skip, you talk about it all the time. We talk about it in football that Jason Garrett is not a motivator. Some guys can motivate themselves. Some guys don't need a coach to give me no pep talk, don't show me no video. I get paid to do a job. I'm going to go do my job. And other guys, you got to kick them in the butt. You got to yell. You got to scream. You got to show them some footage. Mm-hmm. But the Lakers let them off the hook, up 12, up 15, 5 minutes into the third quarter, and then all of a sudden they started filing. The Clippers shot 13 free throws in the third quarter. Not only when you foul, Skip, time doesn't run off the clock. You're letting them creep back into the ball game with no time running off the clock. And 45 threes? When did the Lakers turn into the Rockets? Uh-huh. That's not their game. Anthony Davis has a mismatch on most nights. He has a decided mismatch against the Clippers because the only guy that's big enough is Zubac, but he doesn't have the foot speed to stay with him. All the other guys that have the speed, the Kawhis, the Paul George, the Trez Harrells, they're too small. So that's got to be where we dominate. Anthony Davis, when he plays the Clippers, he's going to need to be somewhere 30-35 with 15 rebounds. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to be that dominant. Because, look, I would like to see LeBron get into it back and forth like he used to do with Paul George when Paul was in Indy. Yep. They would go back and forth. Or when he and Paul Pierce was going at it in Boston when he was in Cleveland. But he's at year 17, he's like, nah, I'm not getting caught up in that duel. Mm. He's going to drive, kick. If he's there, he'll take it. And yesterday, what you saw yesterday, they were going up under everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're not fighting over the top and have you go by us and lay the ball up. We dare you to make it. Mm. We're going to give it to you. We dare you to make those threes. Mm. The three ball looked good. I bet it felt good coming off his hand. Mm. He just missed it. Mm. But that day coming, do it again. We already got due on it. They're going to play two more times, and the Lakers not losing to the Clippers in the regular season, and we're not losing to them in the playoffs. Mm. Factual.
By the way, I thought Paul George did a really good job on Anthony Davis, who does not want to live in the paint because, remember, he's a finesse shooter. He shoots threes and jumpers.
Ain't going to bother him.
Right?
Ain't going to bother him.
I thought Paul George got up into him in the second half really well, and I did not think Anthony Davis took over that game or game one at Staples Center when it was the Clippers' home game, right? Mm. And I saw last night, I saw Anthony Davis total 6 rebounds in that game. That wasn't domination, was it? Did he own the paint?
I just told you he needed to do that.
Yeah. Hmm. He doesn't see himself as a 5. He's kind of a 3-4, somewhere between small forward and power forward, right?
Hmm. He's a 34.
Interesting. Yeah, he's a 34. Now, my turn. Back to Chris Haynes' contention that LeBron re-aggravated his groin. Uh-oh. I'm going to say this again. See? LeBron is the master of excuse making. He sends too many media apologists. I'm not throwing you that into that group. Out into the night, propagating another excuse that He lost because he was hurt.
That ain't nobody,
baloney.
Ain't nobody seen that.
Baloney. Nobody, yes, they are. Nobody. It's all over everywhere. You can attest to that. It's everywhere. And here is the point. Anybody who knows anything about groin injuries knows you cannot pull your groin or re-aggravate or re-injure your groin when you're standing still. He was trying to take a charge that he actually took, and he deserved to get that call.
Right.
You're standing still. Your groin is what they call static. It is not moving.
So what happened when you fall? Are you moving?
When you fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, fine. But you get kneed in the thigh.
He got
so if you
groin.
Got a thigh bruise, I got it.
Skip, you saw the man put his knee right in his groin area.
And speaking of thigh bruises, Kawhi missed, like, what was it, 73 games with a thigh bruise. So maybe it's one of those. One of those kind of thigh bruises. LeBron's going to be out for 73 games.
Oh,
no. I don't
know.
Skip, I was sent here to tell the truth. I wasn't sent here by LeBron James.
I got it. I'm not accusing you of that.
You accuse me of it, though.
But the point is, he didn't pull his groin. He didn't. It didn't get stretched. You stretch your groin going side to side or explosively going forward, and you're like, ow! And once it goes, and you're going to limp some. They said he limped out of the locker room last night. Well, it wasn't because he pulled his groin.
Well, okay.
Maybe he had a thigh contusion. I'll even give you a contusion. But it wasn't a groin injury. So what happened in the biggest picture was your team is up 15 points 5 minutes into the second half.
Uh-huh.
It is your home game. That was, I think you're going to test, it was a Lakers crowd last night.
No doubt.
By the way, Patrick Beverley, at the end of the game, he shut them up, and he told them so, right? In no uncertain terms and words we cannot utter here on this show, right? He did a whole ring around the whole arena telling them what he thought of all of them.
I like Pat Bev, but I can't stand it.
I know. Now, you can't. The point was that the Clippers showed you they are the mentally and physically tougher basketball team when it matters, because they just tracked you down and ground you down for the rest of the game from 15 down. And Kawhi Leonard, once again, for the second statement game at Staples against the Lakers. And the Lakers are really good, to your point. You know, it's 1-2, 2-1, except both those statement games, Kawhi Leonard dominated the game on both ends of the floor and showed once again he was the best player on the floor that featured LeBron and AD and even Paul George. I didn't think Paul was very good on offense last night, but he came to play on the other end. This team prides itself. Its signature is on the defensive end, and it starts with little Pat Bev at about 6'1". And he's up into everybody, disrupting and nagging and irritating. Mm-hmm. He irritated LeBron's groin even doing anything to it, right?
It did. I mean, look, there's no excuse for this. You got two of the top five players, whether you think AD is 5'4". I think LeBron is number one. But you got two of the top players in the NBA. And you up 15 in your building? Mm-hmm. I don't care who they got on the other side. You got to bring that home.
Got to bring it
home. You got to bring it home. It's as simple as that.
Okay, and I've told you from the start, Kyle Kuzma is their closer. And he went crazy in the first quarter, but he was their opener. He wasn't their closer.
Yeah.
He outscored Kawhi's onslaught. Kawhi goes 14 in the first quarter, and Kuzma went 15. Mm-hmm. And they led by two at the first quarter break.
Yeah, 19 at the half.
Okay. And then in the fourth quarter, he took two shots and made none. It's probably A, not enough shots, and B, you're going to sink or swim with him. It's do or die with Kuzma.
Yes, it is.
Because LeBron went for him crazy hot in the first part of the fourth quarter, and he made two threes and two jumpers, two 2-point jumpers, which was great.
Last jumper put him up 7.
And then Doc said to number 2, he said, take him. And all of a sudden, Kawhi's on him, and it started getting quiet for LeBron.
Chris, you were there. And you saw what they were doing. They were going up under the pick.
Yep.
They said, we're not going to fight over the top of it. And the three, Skip, there were no forced threes. They were wide open. He's going to have to make those.
Yeah.
Because
LeBron ended up missing the most threes of his career. Mm-hmm. 10 threes he missed.
And I don't know if he's ever, he might have taken that when he played Charlotte, when he had that 62-point night, Skip. And he made like 8. I think he tipped at 13 or 14 then. He went crazy hot.
But that's also a sign with the amount of threes that he took. that he wasn't physically there. He
right.
didn't feel comfortable enough to impose his will physically.
Yeah.
That's Skip Bayless.
You know why?
Since when were you able to jump in another man's body and tell and be able to tell how physically hurt they are? What is going on through them? He just diagnosed LeBron.
I know
already.
Groin injuries. No. You can't pull your groin while you're standing still.
Hold on, nobody said he pulled it. They say he aggravated it.
Aggravated it how?
Because the man kneed him in it and he failed.
Okay, but kneeing is just a bruise. It's not going to pull. I've never heard of a bruised groin in my life. I don't think you can bruise your groin.
Well, how about this?
You can bruise your quad.
You can hurt your groin. Can't you, Skip?
Yeah, okay.
It hurts.
Okay, mm-hmm. How about this, Skip? If you have an aggravated hamstring, quad, groin, the last thing you want to do is be doing sudden movements. In basketball, are you doing sudden movements in basketball?
Did you seem limp at all in the game?
I didn't see the explosion. Chris, now you watched this man over the this year. Mm-hmm. There have been, and you said, him playing like this in year 17, I did not expect this. LeBron gets an explosive play or a couple of plays a game. Yesterday, I did not see that explosive LeBron that I've seen in the previous month.
You know why? Because he had two long, strong defenders all up in him the whole game.
Oh,
they will not let him get to the paint. He got to the paint one time in the second quarter. It was 5:28 left in the second quarter, and he looked just fine on the play to me. But he had little tiny Patrick Beverly on him, and he blew by him.
I saw him get past Paul George and was at the rim point blank and short-armed it.
Well, he does that a lot.
He does that
against Azonia. Come on.
There you go.
I show you every day that he does it.
And you saw the one that he airballed. He didn't get no elevation. You know LeBron.
He had nowhere to go. Those guys, we're talking about two of the top five defenders in the league, and you can't bully those two guys.
Let me ask you a question. How good are they if James Harden and Russ take turns dropping 40 on them? Well, how good of defenders are you? Because James Harden hit him up for 47. Russ just hit him up for 40. And Harden hit him again for 37. So how good are they?
And
they
we got to leave it here,
games.
Guys.
They circle and they circle that one.
Now, you know Harden. So, yeah, so we don't want Harden. Harden, you good to go. No mercy.
Yesterday, Jason Garrett said he wasn't willing to answer how much Dak Prescott's shoulder injury factored into the struggles against Philly. We are now joined by Fox Sports contributor Rob Parker. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Sort of.
You just want to wait to hear what I say first, right?
With bated breath. So, weigh in here. What do you think is the biggest reason why the Cowboys lost the Eagles?
Dak Prescott today, yesterday, next week, next month.
That's what I would like to wait to hear for.
And, Skip, you know it. And here's something real right off the bat. You could talk about he didn't get a touchdown, whatever. The difference between last year and this year, you ready? Last year, the Cowboys gave up 52 sacks against Dak at this point a year ago. This year, 32 less!
Mm.
32 less, only 20. Mm. So you can't tell me that Dak Prescott, he's hurried, the offensive line is bad. 32 less sacks, and this guy can't beat a team over 500.
Mm.
Piles up the stats against bad teams, and that game was on a silver platter.
Mm.
The Eagles have struggled just to win the two games they did before against bad teams, but they got it done.
Yep.
Wins in a lifetime. They go in.
Wins in a lifetime?
Wins in a lifetime, got it done.
That's the talent.
You gotta give them credit, Skip, in that game, and the Cowboys don't even get a touchdown.
Not even.
He's throwing to guys who were quarterbacks in college.
Greg Ward Jr.
Yes, all of his receivers are banged up, battered, and yet they get it done. He throws for over 300 yards.
Was Dallas Goedert hurt? I don't remember. Help me out. No, he caught over 100 yards worth of balls. He's really good.
No, he only caught 90.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, in that game, they needed to, and I don't want to hear about the injury. If you hurt Shannon, get on the sideline.
Thank you.
You know why? Because had they won the game, Skip would be banging his chest talking about, what a warrior.
Yeah.
He had a bad wing, and he went out there. Not chicken wing. Mm-hmm. He had a bad wing, and he still went out there and willed the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That game was still in reach. It was only a touchdown situation, mm-hmm. basically. And he still couldn't throw when he had guys wide open. Overthrew, was it Austin?
Tavon Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Mm. Overshot Amari Cooper.
Mm. He threw into the end zone to tie the game at the end of the game. And it was a pretty good throw.
Yeah.
The more I look at it, I just saw it again a couple of minutes ago. hit him right there.
Skip, there are drops.
You got to go snatch it. If it's Michael Thomas, does he catch that ball? But nope. It's Michael Gallup, and he doesn't.
Whatever.
There are drops all over the NFL every game, so you can't use
six
that.
Six drops.
There were more
game.
Opportunities
and
to
ten
win that game. Yes.
And 10 bad throws.
10 overthrows?
Ten bad
this
throws.
Season was about the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl, especially after they signed Ezekiel right before the season. Oh, they got their guy.
Wait, you mean
here
they,
it is.
When they overpaid him?
No, but they signed guaranteed. Him. They brought him in. And what was everybody talking about? The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Cowboys and Browns in the same situation. Before the season started, mm-hmm. I picked neither of them to make it to the playoffs.
You're a genius.
And the reason why was because I didn't buy into that guy, Dak Prescott.
Mm.
Jen, ask me that question again. Because, you know, Rod was doing so well, I forgot. What was it?
Biggest reason that the Cowboys lost to the Eagles.
Oh, walking to him, I played Dak. It's simple. He's down his top three receiver. Alshon, Nelson Aguilar. Did it, Skip?
Greg Ward is way better than
Stop it, stop it.
He just is.
Hold on.
He's really good.
Hold on. Did Lane Johnson play? So, my guy, who walking to him with 31 of 40, throwing to a guy. Did you know the Eagles had cut Greg Ward Jr.? They cut him. Like,
kept him on their practice squad.
Hold on. If you cut somebody, you know, you have to go to waivers.
Yeah.
So anybody could have signed him.
Nobody wanted him.
They could have snatched him up. And even if you are on the practice squad, somebody can sign you off the practice squad. Nobody wanted him.
He was really good.
He was the quarterback.
So he was both. He was really good.
Don't do that, Skip.
I know. I watched him.
Hold on.
Love him.
Hold on.
So Vince loves it.
Hold on. So you like college quarterbacks that transfer to receivers, huh?
Well, like Edelman?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
So I want to hear nothing about Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. He's half of what Greg Ward
Don't do that, Skip. Don't
half.
Do that.
You can't separate.
Yes, Skip. Walk it to him. Carson Wentz put this team on his back. With all those injuries, there are no excuses. Pro Football Focus graded Zeke higher this year than last year. He says the offensive line is the fourth best run-blocking offensive line in football. They say the Cowboys have the one of the have the talent, has the best one of the top three offenses in football. And so when it came to rubber needed to meet the road, we got a guy that three top receivers done. Lane Johnson, who's going to the Pro Bowl again, I might add, is out. And he said, don't worry about it. Get on my back, and I'm going to bring us home. That's what that guy did. No excuses, Skip Bayless.
So here's what really happened.
Totally discounted us, Shannon.
Biggest picture, there's this team up in Green Bay, and everybody keeps saying, how do they win games? Because it's almost inexplicable. You keep looking at it. Aaron Rodgers is in decline. He's now a game manager. He's going along for a great ride. Well, it's the truth.
I can show you.
The other night, he was, which game was it?
Against Minnesota.
Minnesota. Monday night. He was 2 for 11 on passes of 10 or more yards because he just doesn't throw it downfield. He manages the game, and he does a great job of it. But you look, you sit back watching the Packers, you say, how did they do that? How exactly did they win that game? And they're 12-3. And you look at Dallas, and you say, how do they keep losing games? Because they're so talented, and their offensive stats are sensational. The quarterback is top 5 in QBR. He's now 5th in QBR. The running back has plummeted down to 4th in the league in rushing. 4th in the league.
Plummeted to 4th.
He's in the
top
5.
You gave him the all-time record for a running back. You gave him $50 million guaranteed dollars. And half the time this year, he looks like he's running in Cabo San. and he looked like it's Sunday, except for a burst in the third quarter. And if you want to know exactly what happened in this game, obviously from the opening kickoff, the Eagles were far readier to play than the Cowboys were. That starts with the defense, not with Dak Prescott. The defense. What happened? Walk it to him, who's usually bounce it to him, who was horrendous against the Giants until overtime. And he was horrendous against the Redskins at Washington.
But he threw a touchdown in the last 2 minutes, right?
He was 11 for 11 in the fourth quarter
against
with two
dog teams, two bottom-of-the-barrel teams. He got hot late and pulled it out of the fire. Yeah. Way to go. After he fumbled right on cue against Washington mid-fourth quarter, he fumbled. It looked like they'd lost the game again. because he fumbles more than it. What is it? 47 straight 47. Games.
Yep.
He had fumbled in, and he fumbled right on time.
In his career.
Forty-seven times.
In his career.
And this fourth quarter against Dallas, he fumbled, and it's one of those good luck games. Bounces right back under him, and he falls on.
So guess
way
what?
To go.
You know what he did? He beat three dog teams in the NFC East. He beat Washington. He beat the Giants, and he beat the Cowboys. That's another dog team.
So, and it's funny because when the Cowboys start the season, they beat three dog teams. And the Dolphins, right? The Redskins and the Giants.
Yes!
And
they beat
those were dog teams, Skip.
So my defense came out flat and lifeless as usual, but here came my quarterback playing with a fractured index finger.
Don't do that,
and a banged up shoulder that required him to take a cortisone shot and painkilling injections before the game
and
during halftime. No, in his shoulder.
Oh.
And he couldn't even practice last week for the biggest game of the year. But the turning point came early in the third quarter. They took the opening kickoff of the second half, and they go boom, boom, boom down the field, mostly because of the $50 million running back.
Yeah, exactly.
And it gets to be second and two at the 26, Rob Parker. And what happened? I'm not in shape.
You got to take me out.
And they have to throw the rookie in there for the two critical plays. They're about to go score a touchdown to take a 13-10 lead. And that was the end of the Cowboys, as I knew and used to love them. Because they all look at their $50 million back. He can't stay
Rob,
in to close
Rob,
it out.
Can I ask you a question, Rob? Let's just say. Rob, you the backup. You know, you're going to come in. Now, you're supposed to be filling in. You got a couple of segments here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I get sick. They say, Rob, you got to go fill in for Shannon. Are you going to get messed like up?
I'll jump right in that chair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
Skip, how about this here?
So you know who would have usually carried the ball in that situation? The quarterback. But he couldn't carry
Why?
It because he's banged up.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
And Skip, your idea that you're blaming the defense to give up 17 points on the road.
That's
good enough to win.
They're no good. They don't score on anybody.
That's not good enough to win.
Scoring on the Giants and the Redskins.
The Eagles had three drives. They scored 14 points. And guess what the Cowboys offense did after each of those drives? Three and out.
All three times. Carson Wentz had a QBR of 60. That scale is 0 to 100. He's barely above average
in this game.
He was average.
Tell Rob that QBR.
What was it?
35.
Is that better or worse than
his last ditch drives, Amari Cooper and Randall Cobb often were not in the game. Don't ask me why. I don't know.
Well, Dak wasn't in the game. Did you see the way he was playing? Yeah. I couldn't tell he was in the game.
I saw him throw three
Great
rockets
stuff,
to
guys.
Randall Cobb.
No mercy. LeBron and his Lakers losing to the Clippers for a second time this season. ESPN now reporting LeBron may be forced to miss upcoming games after re-aggravating a groin issue during a collision with Patrick Beverley in the first quarter. You might remember LeBron missed 27 games last season after also straining his groin, ironically, also on Christmas. Chris Haynes is back with us. Chris, do you expect LeBron to miss games this time around?
Well, I know the Lakers are going to err on the side of caution. It hasn't been decided yet if he's going to sit out any games. The good thing is they're off today. They don't play again until Saturday in Portland. But that is the first day of a back-to-back. They got the Dallas Mavericks at home that Sunday. I will say this. I saw people saying he limped. I didn't see a real noticeable limp when he walked out the locker room.
Mm.
You know, he was in good spirits. In fact, I was on a FaceTime call with my mom, in the hallway. He came by and spoke to my mom, and he went and, walked off. And
great guy, though. Great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a good dude. But I didn't see anything really that noticeable. I know he's in pain. At this stage of his career, and he missed a couple games already, at this stage of career, it's just due process for the Lakers just to take care of him, make sure he sits. I would expect, if he misses both of those back-to-backs, I would be surprised, but I probably would expect him to miss at least one of those.
Mm.
I agree. And I think the thing is, moving forward, the back-to-backs are going to be null and void. They should be. But it's hard for him because, like you said, I'm in year 17. I don't know how many more years I got. And when basketball, there ain't no, it's not like golf. You can go to the senior tour, Skip, and still play, get you a couple rounds in with the guys, and it means something, get the competition. But in pro basketball, pro football, once it's over, it's over. And so you cherish the time that you have an opportunity to play. Look, I don't want to make excuses for LeBron. They lost last night. They got tracked down. And LeBron and AD can't let that happen on their watch. He didn't look the same. He didn't look explosive to me. Now, I don't want to say that's the reason why they lost the game, Skip. Because I still, even though I believe he was hampered, AD's enough.
Mm-hmm.
AD's plenty. With a 15-point lead, If you just dump it down to him, AD got to deliver one out of two times every time you go to him. Mm. And they got to feed him and they got to make him come double, triple him. That's plenty enough. Mm. But moving forward, I'm going to be shocked if he plays both games. All things being equal, I probably think he'll probably skip the Portland, play at home against the Mavericks. That's the way I see it going on. And they're going to take this thing, skip day by day. TBD. That's how we going to do the thing. TBD.
Well, you'll advise, right? You'll be...
I might chime in. Who knows? We might have spoken already. Uh-huh.
So, using your logic, Dak Prescott actually did not look right to me for the whole game at Philadelphia on Sunday, but that's not the reason they lost. He just didn't look right. He did not look right, but that's not the reason.
But Skip,
so, I'm not making excuses for Dak, but he did not look right. Uh-huh. Okay? That's what you just told me.
Let me ask you a question. How did he look against New Orleans?
He looked good. He had a 77 QBR.
They called it 10 points. Okay. Skip, stop. You know the man. The man
football is a 22-man game versus basketball is a 5-man game. And a lot of times it's a 1-man game because one guy can just take it over.
You were saying he's playing better than you thought.
Absolutely.
He's looking more explosive than you thought. Uh-huh. And last night he looked grounded.
Okay. I didn't say that. You added that on.
I said you said he looks explosive, and I said last night he looked grounded.
Don't put those words in my mouth.
Oh, but you were just,
keep that out of my mouth. Now, back to LeBron. Here's what I would tell him to do. I would say take a week off. I don't know how many games they play next week, but take 3 or 4 off. He was hell-bent.
3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4
games? Three or four games. Listen to this.
Okay.
He is in year 17. He's about to turn 35 years of age, which is not too old. It's just when you look at the mileage on a 35-year-old body, it's extraordinary. He's up to the third most minutes played in the history of this game. Mm-hmm. It's too many to be playing back-to-backs in year 17. So he was hell-bent playing every game. And why was it? Because that guy who lives in the basement at Staples Center dropped a commercial on opening night that threw down the gauntlet to him. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard. The New Balance commercial. Now, go ahead and make your joke.
He know what they are.
Yeah, okay. The hospital shoes. Okay, I'll make it for you.
You had them all. You wore them.
You know what? I like them. And I might wear them again. I'm a Jordan man, but I just might wear them just for you. To spite you.
Jordan going to ban you. If you wear those shoes again, Jordan said, I'm out.
Kawhi Leonard dared to drop a commercial on opening night during the game, which he then proceeded to back up on the floor. That took guts, man, because it's hard to go up against LeBron and AD, and it's Laker Nation, and they own Los Angeles. And they dared to call it Kawhi Town. So how could LeBron fire back? He's a little threatened by him. How could he fire back? I don't load manage. If I'm healthy, I play. So he was hell-bent to play every game in October and November and December. And it was a suicide basketball mission. I'm not a big suicide, but I told you he's playing a dangerous game. So now he's got this little injury and that. Yeah, he does, because he is human. He's the most durable superstar I have ever witnessed in any sport I've ever covered. But at some point in year 17, things are going to start to pull or go or be bruised or banged up, and you can't do it anymore. So you need to at least take the back-to-back. I think you should take both of them off. You pointed toward the second game with the Clippers. You said, I'm going to play all the way up to that game, and we're going to make a statement. And they did for about 2.5 quarters, and then that happened. So it's time to back off and regroup and try to play smart. Well, he hasn't played smart
LeBron
all
dropped
year.
A commercial last night. You see it, I promise.
Yeah.
And both of them dropped. One of them dropped a commercial to help kids walk. Kawhi with them New Balance and them orthopedics. And LeBron.
Finally, we got the joke.
And LeBron dropped a commercial that, I promise, underprivileged kids and how he going to help you get a way out through education.
Way to go. He's the greatest off the court. On the court, I don't know.
Don't do that, Skip.
Because he missed another clutch free throw. You got to make your free throws late in the game.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But you said LeBron should take off about a week.
Yeah.
So basically, you acknowledge that LeBron is hurt.
No, I'm just saying he's banged up. He's been on a grind for the first, how many games have we played? I don't know. 31 games.
He's missed one.
Okay, so he deserves to miss one. He should have missed 4 out of the first 31. They should be very careful with him because all that really, Kawhi was right. After the game, he said, we're not trying to win the championship of Los Angeles. Nobody cares about that. They care about May and they care about June.
You do. Because all you've been talking about, he laid down the gauntlet twice. They played two times in his house, and he laid down the gauntlet. So you clearly.
Statements.
And they don't, hold on. Yeah. Nobody care about no statements in L.A.
Slowly but surely, you take over another team's psyche. And when it comes time to play a playoff series, the one team that thought it was the best team is like, I don't know. I just don't know if we can deal with these
right
guys.
Now, what right now? You remember the movie Misery. Uh-huh. Right now, we got them in the basement. Uh-huh. We left, went on a road, long 12 out of 15 games. We was on the road, and they've been coming up to the top floor looking, snooping around. Mm. So we see now that they have been looking around, snooping around in the main level. We going to hobble them. Uh-huh. We going to do something bad to them. We got them twice again.
I think they
Yo, they coming.
They just broke your leg.
January 28th. I would say this, to add context to LeBron playing, trying to play as many games as he can possibly can. Look. He looks at those career marks.
Sure.
The points, yep. The rebounds, the assists. Those are really important to him. And I wouldn't say those are selfish marks, but those just when you're looking at history, when you look at context, you add that.
Legacy.
Yeah, it's legacy. It all adds to that.
I got it. But in the end, all that should matter is the NBA Finals. He is 3-6 in the NBA Finals, and it feels like he's given up that part.
He ain't giving up that.
Yeah. Like, I can't do that anymore.
No, I ain't giving up that. That's why he's going to get him a couple of more rings and be 40-10-10. 40,000 points, 10,000 rebounds, 10,000 assists. We're going to put it out there. Nobody ever, ever, ever going to get it.
I know, but it's all about catching that ghost in Chicago.
We done passed him.
Yeah, all that matters. Ooh. You passed him?
Yep.
Ooh. How? Statistically? Ooh. Stat-paddingly?
Stat-paddingly, whatever. We already know one guy ain't going to catch us.
Yeah.
We on kick the.
You know, Chris,
I don't believe you. Can you be considered the best player if you play a quarter of the time? How you be the best worker? You're not going to get no Worker of the Month award if you only show up 10 days a week.
What if they are the days?
I don't care what day they are. Mm. How you going to work part time until my heat? Well, he a good guy, but if I could just get him to work, that was my boss used to tell about me, Chris. He said, that little fella right there, if I could just get him to work, he's a heck of a worker when he want to work.
Well, it's amazing you stay employed.
Yeah, exactly.
No mercy. Safe to say, the NBA world is eagerly anticipating the debut of Zion Williamson. After tearing his meniscus during the preseason, Zion had surgery in October. He has now started doing individual drills, but no group scrimmages yet. Shannon, how do you think the Pelicans should deal with Zion's return?
I think they're doing it right, taking it slow. I wouldn't be opposed to him sitting down for the entire year, Skip. Mm. I read where they're trying to change the way he walks and change the way he runs.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. You've been doing something your entire life, and they say, you know what? We're going to change the way you do that. The way you walk is just natural. The way you run is just natural. Skip, look. Big young men normally become big old men.
Mm.
Zion Williamson is pretty close to 300 pounds. I don't care what anybody tells you, they can list his weight, whatever they want to list it as. Mm. But when you tear your knee and you can't exercise, Skip, when you like that, his weight has gone up. I will give him a set number that he needs to get at before he's able to get back on the court. And Skip, if he can't reach that number, Skip, he's too heavy. He's going to have these problems if he does not get his weight under control. I'm sorry. He's 19 and 300. What 19-year-old at 300 pounds all of a sudden become 25 and be 245?
Mm.
That doesn't happen, Skip. He's got to get his weight under control. I don't know if he has a chef and personal trainers on his own, but he needs to get that.
Mm.
I'm thinking that his mom, because what happens, a lot of these guys, they bring their parents to live with them. Skip, he needs to have a full-time chef, and he needs to put him on a regimen, Skip. He's too heavy. Mm. It's as simple as that.
Yep. All great points. But on this issue, I'm going to defer to Jen Hale because she covers this team and she knows the GM, David Griffin, very well. What are you hearing?
His return is closing in. We're getting close. They can see light at the end of the tunnel, for lack of a better term. To Shannon's point about his weight, the vice president of player care, Aaron Nelson, he did want to redistribute how that torque affects his body. How does that weight come down on the knees and the ankles and the joints? So as long as he was having to recover from this meniscus surgery and be out, why not take advantage of that opportunity to change those mechanics, to make it so that he can endure a long season?
Hard to do, to your point.
Play 82 games.
Because think about it, Skip. When you go up, you just come down naturally. You go up, you don't like, okay, I need to be make sure my weight is distributed through my quads, to take it through my, glute muscle. Mm-hmm. Skip, a lot of his weight is from the waist down.
Yep,
he's basically Cam Jordan for the New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm. the defensive lineman. That's what he is, Skip. He's 287, and I guarantee you Zion Williamson outweighs him.
Okay. So the only analogy I can make is when I first started running distance instead of sprints.
Right.
You have to learn to run on the balls of your feet instead of your toes. Or the plantar fasciitis is horrendous.
Right.
Okay, so you can do that, but that's a small mechanical change as opposed to a gait change and all that.
You're going heel to toe when you run for distance as opposed to just straight balls of your feet and sprinting.
But in this case, I'm starting to wonder, to your point, if they should shut him down. But then if you shut him down, it's like, can you rob Peter to pay Paul? Because you still have to keep his weight down if you shut him down. And I don't know if he's capable of that at this stage and age.
Right.
So I love this kid. It's taken a piece out of the whole NBA. They were on last night for a reason. They were the last game of the night because it was the Zion game at Denver. And that would have been a pretty good matchup, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm missing him. We're all missing him. And I want to see him, and I'd like to see him slowly but surely ease back into learning how to play NBA basketball, because I think he's going to be great. You think he's going to be pretty good. But I want to see it, but I'm not sure. Look, the knee surgery he had, it was minor. It wasn't a major reconstruction. So a lot of people can come back, as I told you, like Michael Gallup on my team. I told you on that meniscus tear, which is what he had.
Right.
You can come back in 2 weeks, and Michael Gallup came back in 2 weeks and never looked back, right?
But here's the thing, Skip. Yep. Michael Gallup is 210.
I know.
This kid is.
He's kind of a lean 210.
Right, and that's the thing, Skip. Yeah. And he's not. Just think about 300 pounds going up and down. Charles Barkley said he weighed 280 and he needed to get down to 250, 260.
Yep.
Well, this kid is above that. So what do you think he. And he's even more explosive than Chuck was. Skip, I mean, we had never seen anything like Charles Barkley. A man that size that can move like that, could jump like that. Well, this guy is Charles Barkley on steroids, pardon the phrase. I mean, not he's on steroids. No. But he's even more explosive than Charles Barkley.
I agree.
But, Skip, when you have a surgery, the one thing that you can't do is condition. What are you going to do, Skip? So now he lost all the condition that he could have gotten by practicing and playing in games. Mm-hmm. He lost all that. Because remember, he missed the last, two, three games of preseason. Mm-hmm. So he missed some in summer league. So he missed some summer league, and he missed two games.
Played for like 2 minutes of summer league.
Right, and they shut it down to that, and then he missed the last two games of the preseason.
Yep.
So, Skip, he's got to get that. Skip, get his weight down. Say, son, we're going to give you a target weight to this.
I would agree.
Get your weight to here, and we'll let you play.
Yep. I agree.
Barring any setback, they are not looking at shutting him down, but we will see.
Yes.
We will see. Mm-hmm. Time will tell.
I just want the best for the young man.
Mm-hmm.
As does everybody. He's a great guy. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.